Artists from around the world are descending on Italy for this year's Venice Biennale. It's one of the largest cultural exhibitions in the world. Last year, Simone Lee was the first black woman to represent the US there. Her exhibit told complex stories that center the experiences of black women. Now, people here in the US can view that art in person for the very first time. WBUR's Arielle Gray walks us through the exhibit in Boston with the artist.
Before you step foot into Simone Lee's exhibition, you hear the gentle trill of a wooden flute. Then the deep pulse of a drum. The sound is from My Dreams, My Works Must Wait Till After Hell, one of 29 pieces in the exhibit. The drum sounds like a heartbeat as you enter and come face to face with Cupboard. It's a 7-foot-tall, golden bronze sculpture with a wide raffia skirt and the torso of a woman.
These are actual hands of raffia that I purchased in Madagascar and had shipped to me, and it was saturated in clay and laid over a form. And that's
Lee drew inspiration from photos of a Mississippi restaurant called Mammy's Cupboard. It's built in the shape of a mammy, a racist stereotype of black womanhood.
Even though there, you know, includes a lot of darkness in these archetypes, especially this idea of the restaurant where you would actually enter the skirt and, you know, have pleasure eating food inside this woman's body. All those things are really interesting in me, and I think is why I've been sort of thinking about that kind of combination of forms and what it does.
This process of retrieving the past and centering it in the present surfaces again and again. She speaks on this as we stand in front of a cream-colored ceramic sculpture of a headless woman. It's a nod to a decapitated statue of Napoleon Bonaparte's wife, Josephine, that Lee saw while visiting Martinique. The Bonapartes prolonged slavery in the French territory after it had been abolished in 1794. Nearly two centuries later, anti-racism protesters beheaded Josephine's statue.
In some ways, this piece is a part of our current conversations about monuments and what should happen to them. Especially artifacts of the colonial era in the Caribbean, as well as, you know, what we've been talking about here in the U.S.
What should we do with public art that memorializes our dark past? Lee found solace when she witnessed the burning of an effigy at Martinique's carnival.
I've been thinking about what my response is to all the questions we have around monuments and public space especially and what they should be and do. I thought that this was the most brilliant idea of a way a community could create a monument is actually to think of something that we all need to get rid of and to burn it.
And then we make new ones. Another piece called Last Garment is not technically a monument, but in many ways it is. It's a bronze sculpture of a woman bent over washing clothing. Surrounding her is a massive pool of dark, still water.
I used an archival image, and I used something that has been used as a souvenir to also circulate ideas around the black body, black people, and what we're here to do and what we mean.
We don't know much about the woman depicted in the archival image that inspired the piece. The photo lacks nuance, flattening her into a symbol of domesticity, often incorrectly associated with black womanhood. But Lee is able to hand some autonomy back to her. The sculpture's gaze is firmly set on her own reflection, unconcerned about who may be looking. She is an avatar of sorts for all of the black women whose names are lost to time. For Lee, it's
the practice of focusing on oneself, one's own communities, one's own history, one's own tools as a form of recovery and resistance.
Lee's art has been just that, a form of resistance. As the first black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale, she has forever made history. But Lee knows that for black women, the acknowledgement of doing so often comes too late.
The generation previous to me, you know, like 15, 25 years older than me, those Black women got nothing. You know, they did real work to get me here. So while I have this, like, feeling of joy, it's also kind of sobering, you know?
It's a nod to the sobering reality that many art spaces are still predominantly white. Art critics, curators, and museum visitors. Of course, there is no limitation on who can connect with and appreciate Lee's art. But to engage with the radical gestures of Lee's work, as she puts it, is an entirely different story. The exhibit is on display at Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art until September 4th. For Here and Now, I'm Arielle Gray.